good morning. Oh, I hit that perfectly. I said good morning and then I went di-di-di-di-di-dip.
Wake up, San Francisco.
Here we are, Rockin' Hunter along with Danny Tanner. And I can't remember the other. He did it with Aunt Becky,
Becky,
right?
Yeah. Aunt Becky. Yeah, that's right.
Did it together. Anyway.
She out of jail?
No, she is still in jail, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, she's still drinking that turlet wine, man. She's
she's really still in jail.
I think so. I think she just because here's the thing is,
dude, there's people that walk in the streets that have done way worse.
Yeah. Well, here's, here's what you got to remember, though, is that she got the sentencing and then she didn't go right to jail. Like she had there's always that weird gap before they send you to jail. So she won't be in there long. She'll be out for good behavior.
I mean, all right. I
think she's doing an in-prison morning show.
Wake up.
Wake up, jailblock nine. Here we go.
She's always in orange. It's weird.
It's weird. Hair looks great, though. Hey, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Great starting pay, amazing benefits, room to grow. Special-Light.com. Right here in Southwest Michigan. Could be the career for you. Now that the fun of summer is pretty much over, I know I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but what are you now looking forward to the most? We got to accept it, man, all right? It's not like those nut bars in California get summer year-round, all right?
You could definitely go outside and tell. Well, you walk outside and you're like, oh, yeah, it's coming. Yeah, the fall is coming.
This morning, I could see my breath, and there's that little chill near. I'm like, ooh, I might need a light jacket. It's light jacket weather. So now that the fun of summer is pretty much over, what are you looking forward to the most with the upcoming months?
I'm just going to, well, no pun intended, I'm going to kick it off with football.
Hey, there you go. Yes, yes.
Obviously, that's, you know what I enjoy? I enjoy fall golf and watching football and then campfires at night.
Yep.
There's three things right there that I'm just like, ah. It's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and whiskey.
Whiskey.
Involves all three of those.
Yeah, you do that year-round, though, just because you're an alcoholic. But still, though, it's good. It's better in the fall time.
Right. Something about it, you know?
Nothing.
Campfire.
You didn't really mention any, like, wintery stuff. Are you not really looking forward to the winter this year?
I don't mind winter. I like the changing of the seasons. I think it's good for people.
Oh, yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, you get excited when summer and fall comes around. Like, if it's just nice all the time, Florida.
Yeah, you get Florida.
Crazy things happen.
Yeah. And when's the last time we had a WTF that wasn't in Florida? It's always in Florida because when it's always hot, people go nuts. Mm-hmm. It melts your brain. You got to have the changing of the seasons. You have to.
There's something about, I just wish winter wasn't as long as it was.
Yeah.
It could cut out 2 months.
It's just too much. Like, give us December and January, maybe February, and then that's it.
Here's the thing: winter's been happening late.
Yeah,
dude, I can golf up through December sometimes.
Yeah,
You know, it starts to really snow in January, February, and then it lasts, and then it's just kind of gray.
You need the practice too, so that's good that it's starting late.
Oh, shut up,
this guy sucks. Good answers, Hunter. I like that. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. For me, now that summer is pretty much over, I'm looking forward to it. I think there's no denying that this is going to be a winter filled of hitting the ice, dude. I'm all ice fishing. I cannot wait. I have been gearing up. I've been making lures. I've going to buy a shanty here this weekend. I am geared up, man. Yes.
It is. I'm right there with you. I enjoy some ice fishing for sure.
I am.
Here's what's weird about this answer, though.
What?
You go fishing right now if you want.
I know, but there's something.
And you got you don't have to sit around just one little hole.
Freezing my ass off. It's -12 out.
Right. Like right now is the good time.
There's something about ice fishing. I don't know, man. I know it seems crazy that you're out there.
It's because you got all the gear and equipment. And you want to pull it out and get it all set up. Yeah. And it's kind of like.
Yeah.
I understand that.
You're sitting in your shanty. You got your little heater there. You got your little tiny pole. You got the you got the bottle of blackberry brandy.
You're kind of acting like you're surviving.
I feel like Survivor Man. I got my big old beard. I feel manly for once in my life. Yeah, no, that's what it is.
Waiting for that fish to bite that lure. That hook. You know, where you could just go to the store and get a fish, but nah.
Not the same. You got to pull it out of the ice, man, like our ancestors did, all right? So, yeah. No, I am I'm ready. I'm done sweating my balls off. I'm ready to freeze my balls off coming this winter. So,
here's what you need to do. You just need to Hey, that pop-up camper. You still have that thing?
No,
I cut a hole in the bottom of that thing.
I sold it. I know. We discussed making an ice shanty out of my old pop-up camper. It would have been pretty
sweet. I would have decked it out with electronics. We'd have video games in there. We'd just be
we wouldn't even fish. We would just go in there and play fishing video games. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Now that the fun of summer is over. It's not pretty much over. It's over. Yeah, what are you now looking forward to the most? It's done. We're freezing our asses off. All right, we're going to be back with more. Stick around.
IRX, everything that rocks.
Doggy.
Yeah.
Well, you got a pretty mouth. 751, the Blabby Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Your topic of the day brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Bend Township. Now that the fun of summer is, it's over, all right? The summer's done. It sucks. It's done.
It's just too negative. You're a negative Nancy. It's not even close. It's just still fine up.
Bend over. Father Winter's coming this way. what are you now looking forward to the most? Let's take some phone calls here and see what you're excited for. WIRX, hello.
Good morning. I have somebody who wants to tell you what he's looking forward to.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm looking forward to my birthday and Halloween.
Your birthday and Halloween. Are they close? Are they close together?
No. They are sort of. His birthday is October 13th.
So. All right, yes. So you got all October to celebrate. That's good stuff. I love it.
Yeah, we have his birthday, then my birthday, then Halloween.
Oh, my God. That's just nothing. So you get cake and all the candy. All October is just full of sugar for you. Perfect. Perfect.
It's an expensive month.
I bet. All right, guys. Thanks for the call.
Love you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't know if I can handle that much sugar all October.
My sugar just spiked listening to that phone call, man.
So we get six cakes. We got bags full of candy and costumes. It's great.
Just Halloween is enough for me, man. Just the amount of candy around that time of the year.
Let's take some more phone calls. What are you looking forward to now that summer is over? WIRX, hello.
Looking forward to use my four-wheel drive.
Ah, yeah, getting it. Getting it four-low, man.
I've never had a four-wheel drive until I started when I bought that Terrain, and now I've got that Terrain, so, yeah, four-wheel drive.
Oh, nice, man. That's a good answer. Thanks for the call, bud.
Hey, make sure you punch it on the highway. Never had four-wheel drive. He sounds like that guy on the highway. Never had four-wheel drive before. I can go really fast now, right? Yeah, on the highway when it's icy?
Key point there, yes. For anyone listening, just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean when it's icy you can floor it on icy conditions, all right? I don't know. I can tell you how many nice four-wheel drive trucks I've seen in the ditch because they're like, well, I thought I does the four-wheel drive mean I could go as fast as I want back? No. That doesn't mean that.
You always see them twice. Yeah. You see them once as they go by, then you see them again when you go by
them. And you always say the same thing when they're going by. Look at this idiot. And then when you go by me, you go, ha, look at that idiot. all right, let's take some more phone calls. What are you looking forward to now that the fun of summer is over? WIRX, hello.
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 Tailgating,
very nice. That's a great answer, Captain Dave. Great answer.
And you know what else? What? Summer is not over until Turkey Day.
Okay, all right. That's fair. You're not ending it too soon. I'll give you that.
See?
All right. Well, you have a good day.
We'll see you, buddy.
Bye.
WIRX alone.
Tailgating.
Hey, so, yes, it was a great summer, but, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to break out the hoodie, sitting at the high school football game, wearing a hoodie, and smelling that nice fall air. There is nothing better
exactly
than that.
I like it, man. Great answer, buddy.
Hey, have a good one.
We'll see ya. Those kind of go... Those hand in hand, tailgating, and then just that fall football
it's
weather.
The hoodie, you're sitting on those metal stands, right? Yeah. And you're sitting there, and you can hear. Hear the band in the background. Oh, yeah. You smell the popcorn.
Yeah. Feels good. Feels nice. I feel like I'm there. Then the announcer comes on and says, "Good news, everyone. Hunter got injured, so he will not be starting today." Yes. Let's go to Facebook. We got some great answers on Facebook. Now that the fun of summer is pretty much over, what are you looking forward to most? Football is a popular answer. Scott said football season and hockey season getting on there. Mm-hmm. Blake had a good answer. He said deer camp. Oh, yeah. I am excited for deer season. We'll say that.
Is baseball in there at all?
Of course not, no, because who's excited for that? They've already watched 106 games, so, yeah, they've been excited. They're over it. I like Son of Sam's answer. He said the mosquitoes dying and going back to hell where they belong.
Great answer. Go to hell.
Like, we're all on the same page. Is it? Can we get some scientist? Can we get some scientist who spends? I will pay extreme taxes on funding some scientists that find, because I don't want to carpet bomb everything with chemicals. But if we could find something that specifically just kills mosquitoes.
We just did it once. Let's just do it with the sacrifice one time. You know, we'll bomb them all, carpet bomb it all. We might suffer for a little bit, but.
It's just the worst, dude.
Future generations going to be applauding us. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
It is nice out here.
Nice. Let's see. Sandra said campfires and hoodies. That's a good one. Let's see. Jeremy said he's excited for next summer.
Nice.
He said, so I don't have to hear all of this pumpkin spice BS.
Yeah, good. There you go.
Mayor Beth is excited about going to Ireland in November. Big November trip. Awesome. Jerry, our buddy Jerry from Boss, he said shoveling the driveway. I think he's being facetious on that because one is excited about shoveling the driveway.
I'd love to go out in the freezing cold and throw snow over my shoulder.
Fantastic. Let's see.
Jessica, the plow guy to go by and just plow everything back into what you just took out.
Yeah, like, damn you. You know how long that took? Jessica said she's excited for cool, crisp weather, leggings, warm apple cider with caramel vodka and Chex Mix.
Specific?
Very specific. Yeah. Very specific.
Sounds like a good time, though.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Halloween was a big one. Josh said that. Angela said Halloween. Andrea said no bugs. Yeah, the bugs do die off.
Halloween is interesting. Everybody does look forward to Halloween. It's kind of a weird holiday, too. What is it around? Like it's
weird that Halloween continues to be as big as it is. It is.
Exactly. I think it's just as big as, it's probably the second biggest holiday, right? No. Third?
Third, maybe? But yeah, it's just something that even as adults, like, we still get into it. We get into getting in costumes and everything. Probably because that's what it is. The reason Halloween's so big is, one, as kids, you get bags of candy, like just stacks on stacks on stacks of candy. And then as adults, you can put on a costume and act like a complete a-hole and get hammered
drunk. You can slut it up for a day and not be judged.
Exactly. So it's great. before we get out of here, real quick, Brandon did message me and say, Hunter doesn't care about shoveling. His wife does it.
Damn it, dude. She likes to go out there and shovel.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she loves going out there and shoveling.
She enjoys it. I picked the right one. Shut up, Brandon. Why don't you shut up?
Hunter's sitting up there on the patio drinking a coffee in his room, like, hey, you missed the spot. Don't forget to put the salt down. If I slip, I swear to God.
She's out there sweating.
Did you get her a shovel for your anniversary this year? Is that what?
Dude, extra wide. Yeah, one of those ones with the handles that,
it's got the ergonomic handle so she doesn't have to work as hard. Oh, you're a real piece of trash.
Damn you. Damn you and Brandon. Quit driving by.
Wife's out there throwing out her back. Hey, shovel faster. I got to go to the bar. I'm sorry.
She's a tiny little thing, too. It takes her a while.
You won't be after this. You have shoulders like He-Man. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more Brock and Hunter coming up. Stick around.